Okay, final boo. Yes, I'm getting extremely tired anyway. So tomorrow, we have to, I know I posted an audio tweet about this. We've got to go and take care of some stuff. And then, I don't know what's going on during, Saturday I've got to go grocery shopping. I don't even know if family's coming. I might just buy me a cake and just chillax for my birthday and just have a good time. And I know I need to go to college next week too and take care of some stuff. But I'm a person who believes in love and compassion. And whether you are mentally ill or not, you know, I understand that there are some disorders that make you incapable of feeling emotions, incapable of feeling any empathy or care or consideration for others. I don't know what causes that. And frankly, I really care about those who are mentally ill. I know that it's an internal battle and it's a struggle. But I can tell you right now, if I had to spend 4 hours with somebody at least once a week who had borderline personality disorder, constantly negative, constantly saying things about other people who I care very much about, that's my I'm drained to the point where my soul needs nourishment. I am so drained to the point where it's not just her. I mean, she just kind of added fuel to the fire because she'll call me at the most uncomfortable times and I'll tell her, you know, I'm busy doing such and such and such.
New notification from Twitter.
Well,
message from Agatriets. Oh my gosh, now. I'd not want.
And, you know, I really wish the best for her. And if she's getting therapy, God bless
new
her. And, and
I really
want the best for people. I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. And again, it's not for me to come here and whine and complain. I'm physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally drained throughout all of this. But instead of just sitting back and whining, yeah, I've got to get this off my chest. That's different, but I choose to be surrounded by positive things, by things that are uplifting and loving and joyful, because that's what we need. And I'm in the mood for some uplifting, joyful, nourishing, positive, cleansing things. I just need something. I need something spiritually. I mean, that's to the point. I don't understand it. People have even told me you should become a counselor because of even the things I've said to her, because she would always tell me, oh, I've lost this friend. They don't want to be my friend. They don't want to be my friend. They don't want to be my friend. And I would tell her calmly, who is the common denominator in all of these friendships? If all these friendships are being lost, who is the common denominator? Who is the link? And that person is you. You need to be the one to make the attitude adjustment. You need to be the one to make the change. If several people are leaving you, not wanting to be your friend, then there needs to be some sort of attitude adjustment. That goes for anybody. If we let our emotions get control of us, no one's going to want to be around us, whether you're mentally ill or not. That's why I say just fill everybody with positive, good things. Sure, we have problems and we need people to listen to us. We're only human. But you have to understand, all of us are only human. We can only take so much. So, instead of all this negativity, I just want to send a lot of love and happiness our way. And just pure joy, because that's what everyone deserves. Everybody deserves that. So,